Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And as I so often say to you, I pray that it is food. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Martin of Tours. And who was St. Martin of Tours? He was born in 336 in Hungary, and he served in the Roman army in Italy until he left to pursue the monastic life. In 372, he was elected bishop, and he was known for the humility in his heart and the homeliness in his garments. Very, very simple. Let's take a look at the readings then for this day for St. Martin of Tours. The first reading is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 7, verses 22 to 8, verse 1. Chapter 8, verse 1. In wisdom is a spirit intelligent, holy, unique, manifold, subtle, agile, clear, unstained, certain, not baneful, loving the good, keen, unhampered, kindly, firm, secure, tranquil, all-powerful, all-seeing, and pervading all spirits, though they be intelligent, pure, and very subtle. For wisdom is mobile beyond all motion. She penetrates and pervades all things by reason of her purity. For she is an aura of the might of God, and a pure effusion of the glory of the Almighty. Therefore, naught that is sullied enters into her. For she is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she, who is one, can do all things and renews everything while herself perduring. And passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets, for there is naught God loves, be it not one who dwells with wisdom. For she is fairer than the sun and surpasses every constellation of the stars. Compared to light, she takes precedence, for that indeed night supplants, but wickedness prevails not over wisdom. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. Brothers and sisters, pray for the gift of wisdom, that you make, in a sense, this is just in a sense, but in a sense, it's like drawing closer and closer to the Lord. We have so many situations we go into and we don't know what's right or wrong, and then we get angry or we get afraid. All those kinds of things happen to us. Let's just, when something happens that's bad, when we can calm ourselves down a bit, just say, Lord, what would you have me do? You are the source of all my wisdom. What would you have me do? And it's amazing. If God doesn't say anything to you, then do it. Doesn't mean that it's going to be answered right on the spot. It might be the next day. It might be a week from now. But just listen to him. Lord, help me to do what you want me to do. Indeed, she reaches from end to end mightily and governs all things well. It's wisdom that we need. Don't just act on an emotional reaction. Please, that can get us all into trouble. But just say, Lord, what would you have me do? Help me. I don't mean a voice is going to come down from heaven, but you'll remember something, or you'll pick up something you're reading, or whatever, but God will show you the way when you ask him, please, Lord, give me wisdom. Psalm 119 tells us, your word is forever, Lord. Your word, O Lord, endures forever. It is firm as the heavens. Through all generations, your truth endures. You have established the earth, and it stands firm. According to your ordinances, they still stand firm. All things serve you. The revelation of your words sheds light. giving wisdom to the simple. Let your countenance shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Let my soul live to praise you, and may your ordinances help me. Take a look, brothers and sisters, at the Ten Commandments. If God says, do not do this, he gives the grace then to stay. It doesn't mean it's all up to you. Go to the Lord for the grace and for help, and God will help you. Believe it or not, God knows you. Doesn't mean that it comes instantly, but usually somewhere over the next day or two, over the next week, you get the answer you need. Just keep asking him, Lord, show me. Show me what to do. Help me. And he will do that. Let's take a look now at the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 20 to 25. Asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God would come, Jesus said in reply, the coming of the kingdom of God cannot be observed. You're not going to know it. No one will announce, look, here it is, or there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is among you. Then he said to his disciples, the days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, but you will not see it. There will be those who will say to you, look, there he is. Look, here he is. Do not go off. Do not run in pursuit. For just as lightning flashes and lights up the sky from one side to the other, so will the Son of Man be in his day. But first, he must suffer greatly and be rejected by this generation. He suffered and suffered and died for you and for me. He loves us. Many of you listening to this program may be suffering right now. Brothers and sisters, let me just say here, there is great grace in suffering. Ask God for the help that you need. Keep asking him, and God will help you. He will work through other people. He will work through somebody you talk to on the phone. He will work through all kinds of ways, but he will speak to you. I was just looking at the Magnificat magazine, St. Zélie Martin, who was the parents of Thérèse of Lisieux, and she said this, I've just come from the cemetery. That's where I walk every Sunday. Father follows me everywhere. I seem to see him suffering. I offer up all my sacrifices I could make during my life and all my sufferings for him. I even made the heroic vow to offer all the praiseworthy acts of one's life for his benefit. So I think the violent toothache that I have been suffering from for several days is going to relieve him. My God, yet I don't have a penny's worth of courage. I get impatient with everybody. So much for my beautiful and sacrificial acts for my dear father. I ask the poor Clares to pray for father. The stone on his grave should have been put in place this week. I didn't buy a wreath. There are many graves that don't have one. If you think it's necessary to place one there, tell me. As for me, I would prefer to have more masses said. I often wish you were here so I could speak to you of father. What a holy death he had. Remember when he grasped your hand the day before he died, how saintly he was. If God listened to me, he would welcome him in heaven today. If it were me, I would definitely let him in. My God, good father, was not used to suffering. As for me, I'm not afraid of going to purgatory. If God wanted it, I would immediately make a deal to do father's penance in purgatory as well as mine. I would be so content to know that he was happy. Zélie Martin and her husband, St. Louis, were the parents of Thérèse of Lisieux. She was born into an already holy family, and the above words were written to her brother Isidore after the death of their father. Think of that. Look at that, how much she didn't want him to suffer, how much she wanted him to see the Lord. How great was her faith? Just think about that for a moment. Well, God didn't do this or God didn't do that. For some reason, God didn't do it because it was not what God wanted. And for your goodness and for your faith and for your hope, he wanted to move you in a different direction. Don't be afraid. Just sincerely ask God when you need help. That's what I do. I just go by myself. I go into the chapel, which I'm blessed to have, and go to the Lord and just say, Lord, help me. I don't know what to do here. Please help me. And it doesn't mean that thunder came and lightning and God came to me. No, it isn't anything like that. I just kneel there and I just wait and then I do what I think I should do and ask God to bless me. But if God has something to say, believe me, I get a sense of what he wants me to do. I don't get words, but I get a sense of what he wants me to do. Please, brothers and sisters, turn to your Lord when you're in difficulty. If you have children who are sick, or a husband or wife who is sick, if you're cabined in a certain sense in your home, please reach out to the Lord and ask the Lord, tell me what I can do here. Tell me the next thing. Or you have a neighbor, or you have a friend. Father, what do you want me to do in this situation? Always ask him, just in the quiet of your heart, and then wait, wait. If there's an answer, you'll get a thought will come to your head. You'll think, well, I never thought of that. It doesn't come like, I am the Lord God Most High. It doesn't usually come that way. It just comes very quietly in your heart, in your mind, if you're following the Lord. And if you're not following the Lord, start it today, because God will hear your prayer when you trust him. Go to him and say, Lord, I've been away from you for a long time, but I sure do need help. I turn to you, Lord. I'm sorry for what I've done. Would you help me, please? Just pray that prayer. Pray it over again and over again. God will hear you. God will hear you. It might come through a word you see in a magazine. It might come through a book you're reading. It might come through a friend. As I've said to you before, it might come through something that you hear on the radio. But just listen for him. He'll come in some guise to show you the way he wants you to do. Please don't be afraid. Open your heart to him. Even if you have to say, Lord, I've never talked to you before in my life. I don't know how to do this. Just tell him you love him. Tell him you believe in him. Ask him what he can do for you. Please, brothers and sisters, it might not be anything splashy. It might be quiet. It might be through a friend, but God will speak to you. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.